I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. Xenon, atomic number 54. It's a gas that occurs naturally in tiny amounts in the air all around us. And that gas can be used as a performance-enhancing drug. Okay, maybe. Several Russian athletes reportedly used the gas to boost Russia's medal count at the Sochi Olympics. After that, the World Anti-Doping Agency banned xenon, even though it has no test to detect it. So how exactly does xenon help you to, say, pedal a bicycle faster? Let's have John Stevenson answer that. He's a writer for the cycling website road.cc.
Well, it's noble gas, which means it's one of that group that lurks at the right-hand end of the periodic table, kind of minding their own business, along with helium, which is used in inflatable balloons, and neon, which we see in neon signs.
Sure.
They don't do very much in general, but it turns out that xenon is unusually bioactive, and it does things in the body. And it's allegedly has performance-enhancing effects. It's claimed to stimulate the same pathways in the body that cause the production of red blood cells as a well-known doping agent called EPO, which has been the center of numerous scandals in the last 10 years or so. And particularly, it was what Lance Armstrong was discovered to be using at the U.S. Postal and Discovery teams.
Allegedly, so no scientific studies have been conducted to see what it actually does, xenon gas?
That's right. There doesn't seem to be any very good evidence that it actually has a performance-enhancing effect, which is quite odd. I suspect what's gone on here with the World Anti-Doping Authority having recently banned it is that they're just being super cautious. They're saying, okay, some people are claiming that this stuff has a performance-enhancing effect, so let's control it and then we'll do the research and look into it. And this isn't unusual in anti-doping.
What have you heard from Russia, how they actually administer this xenon for endurance athletes? Do they kind of like put it in a balloon and suck it in?
No, I think they just give you a canister to breathe out of, just as you would if you were getting additional oxygen in hospital for some reason.
Wow. So when did Russia kind of like hook onto the idea that xenon gas was not just an anesthetic, but could actually boost your blood and be good for endurance athletes?
It seems to have been about 10 years ago. Now, if it has the effect that's claimed, it stimulates your body to produce a particular hormone, which in turn stimulates the production of EPO, which makes you produce more red blood cells. And if you've got more red blood cells, then you can carry more oxygen in the blood. But that chain of events is by no means proven. And often we theorize that these chains of events might happen in the body. And then it turns out when you actually do the research that something breaks down in the chain of causality that you're expecting. So it may work, it may not. Mm. There was a very interesting study done in Glasgow recently, which found that athletes are extremely susceptible to the placebo effect. You give athletes something, you tell them that it's a blood booster, and they will go better.
But athletes now are apparently using xenon gas all over the globe. I mean, can a placebo have that widespread an impact?
Your average elite athlete isn't necessarily the brightest bulb in the shop. They will jump on anything that they think will give them an advantage. And in this particular case, there seem to be few or no disadvantages. So it's quite possible that, you know, the placebo effect is widespread enough. The other problem is we don't actually know how widely this stuff is being used. I've just been talking to one of my sources who's of the opinion that teams really will jump onto anything that they think might give them an advantage. But it's not something that people talk about openly or for obvious reasons.
Interesting. So do you even watch the Tour de France anymore?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still exciting. You know, people doing amazing things on bicycles. I've just learned not to really care very much about the doping side of it, because if you care too much, you really are going to completely be unable to enjoy it.
So as a cycling transportation buff, you probably would not recommend I suck in a little xenon before I make my bike commute to work.
I don't think it's going to get you to the office any faster in any significant way.
All righty. John Stevenson, thanks very much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.